Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Glad to have all of you here. It's in our midst, and just trust and pray that you'll pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Let's do that, feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. If you don't read with us this morning, I'm going to read some out of the book of Jeremiah, third chapter. Third chapter, Jeremiah. We could probably read the whole chapter. We're going to start with the 11th verse. Appreciate everything been said thus far in the service and Sunday school service, and it's been a good day thus far. We do need your prayers. There's just some goodness. Cody made mention this morning in our Sunday school, talking about God be for us. God be for us. And I thought when he first said that, my first impression was I wouldn't want him to be against me. I wouldn't. God be for us. And he is for us. Always has been. You may not feel like it sometimes. You know, it's according to what side of the fence you get on to how this thing works. It'll either work for you or it'll work against you. One of the two. It most certainly will. Good to be here. I appreciate what I can feel deep down in my heart and soul. We're glad to have you. Is able to come today and be in this service. Eleventh verse, the third chapter of the book of Jeremiah. You can go back and read the first 10 verses. Sometimes they're not much different than the rest of the chapter, as far as that goes. And the Lord said unto me, the backsliding Israel hath justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord. And I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under evergreen tree. And ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with the knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increased in the land in those days, saith the Lord, they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done any more. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all nations shall be gathered unto it. To the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem, neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel. And they shall come together out of the land of the north, and to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. But I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the host of nations? And I said, thou shalt call me my father and shalt not turn away from me. Surely, as a wife treacherously departeth from her husband, so have ye dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of the mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. For shame hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us. For we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. I'm going to read one verse out of the fourth chapter. If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of thy sight, then shalt thou not remove. Now, maybe correct the reading. That's reading a portion of the third chapter and one verse out of the fourth of the book of Jeremiah. Knowing that there's a lot of things that Jeremiah had prophesied and had brought to the children of Israel, and rightfully so, because the Lord had given him the word. He'd give him the word, believe it or not, of reconciliation. He'd given the word, my friend, of returning. Returning back unto the Lord. I won't try to preach this morning, the Lord being my helper, out of a little bit of a verse here in the 14th verse. It says, turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. I want you to think for just a little bit about a way back home. A way back home. The children of Israel, they knowed what it was to be that of the Lord's, and they knowed how good that God could be. But they had chose them a different route. They had went away from God. They had dealt treacherously with God. They did none of His commandments. They did not want to hear His voice. And God spoke unto them, and He cried unto them, and He said, "Return. Come home. Glory. Brethren, to a people, brethren, that had wonderfully acknowledged Him in all their ways." All their ways. Brethren, they'd done everything they could, my friend, to turn just like the evil world. And God said, "Return, come back home, brethren, to Me this morning." He had made a way. He had made a way back home. I don't know about you, but I don't mind going off every now and again and maybe going away for just a few days, but it's just a very few short days, and my mind gets to going back home. Glory, hallelujah! There's something good at home this morning. Yes, they are. If you've ever been home, thank God they ain't nothing like it today. Woo! 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 Glory, glory, glory! Hallelujah! Jeremiah, my friend, was just the voice. He is just the messenger. But he had told them, the Bible says in the first verse of this third chapter, it talks about a woman leaving her husband and going after another. And it says, if that woman returned home, says, "Shall not that land be greatly polluted?" It's exactly what it says. And the Lord said, "Yet I say, return unto Me." Woo! 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 Listen, folks. God don't woo the beast of the field home. He woos His children home. Yes, He does. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Woo! I'm just one of them that believes that God's power is just as strong today as it was 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 500 years ago. Brethren, He's just as real. We just got to hold on. It's what was said to us this morning. Hold on. There's a way back home. You know, there's a lot of times that I get out and about and I go a lot of places I've never been. And I depend on that map. Waze is what I use. And I depend on that. I mean, I'll be gone 6-7 hours away. I don't want to be running around round circles. I like to get there and get back. That's what I like to do, and it don't bother me. I'll set that thing and I'll just, there's a lot of it I never hear because I know where I'm at. But I get down in them places where I don't know where I'm at, I'm listening. You hear me? I'm listening. I want to hear that thing say, turn right, turn left. You are at your destination. Glory, hallelujah. I love it when he says that. Woo! Woo! Brethren, I like it when I come out to the house of God and God says, you're home this morning. Woo! Glory! Listen, most of the time, I can find my way home. You hear me? I don't have to listen. I don't have to depend on that thing. I know, Robert, how to get home. Glory, hallelujah! I know where I'm headed! And the Lord stands with outstretched arms and he says, come. Come. Ain't that what he does? One writer said, I believe it's in Isaiah, he said, all day long he stood with outstretched arms to a disobedient and a gainsaying people. And he said, come. 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 I don't know about you. I feel at home this morning. Don't you? Glory. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about physically. Brethren, it's time to come home. You hear me? It's time to come home. I'm going to say this because I've sat in the pew when I wasn't where I was supposed to be. Some of them talking this morning and I can get right in there with them. I know what they're talking about. I never was a mean feller, but I'll tell you one thing, I was headed for trouble had I not got saved. You hear me? I was headed down the wrong path. I was headlong, real fast. Yes, sir. But when God saved me, I was thinking, as Gene was talking, Leroy was talking this morning, thank God they ain't the only one got saved. Glory, hallelujah! You know what I'm most thankful for? What God has kept me out of. Amen. Woo! Yeah. Not where I've been. Thank God where I haven't been this morning. Yeah. Woo! Glory, hallelujah! These folks, my friend, needs to get a hold of that. They are. I've always said this, and I'll say it again. Brethren, that needs to get a hold of you. Yes, sir. It'll change your ways of living. It'll change the thoughts of that mind. Yes, it will. It'll change the way them feet walk, where they walk, the path they take. And brethren, if they get off the path, thank God they know the way back home this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might think, well, preacher, you've lost your mind. I'm going to tell you something. Your mothers and your fathers didn't walk that pathway alone. Do you know that? There's a man just like you are, and a woman just like you are. And they fought some of the same battles that you're fighting. Yes, sir. But thank God they know how to stay home. Glory! A lot of folks don't like things around the house. Brethren, I love to be home today. Don't you? Brother Mike Fraser preached one time right here at Mountain View Baptist Church. He said, I want to live so close to God that I can hear him whisper. Whether you believed him or not, that's a good thought.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Whisper. Huh? Whisper. Whisper. Bible says that there was a cry went out, said, this is the way. Yeah. This is the way. Walk ye in it, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Yeah. Yeah. Brethren, there's a way back home this morning. I'm going to preach it just exactly what he said. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, brethren, there's a way back home. Yes, they are. Everybody in this world might disown you, but thank God, God says, come back home. Does he not? Does he not? I wonder sometimes, my friend, about forgiveness. We talk it, but I wonder sometimes how much we practice it. And I'm not your judge, and I'm not going to be, never ever will be. You'll never answer to me. Thank God. You'll never answer to me. But there is one you will answer to.
Yeah.
There is one that you'll never get away from. There is one that'll always have the question, why are you not back home this morning? You know what I'm talking about? I've got two married children. And you know what? The home door's always open. And I told both of them when I married them, before I married them, I said, don't you come back home. Glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Brethren, they what I was talking about. Preacher, how can that home door always be open? You told them not to come back home. They know what circumstance I was talking about. Like it or not. Dislike it. It doesn't matter. Listen. Do you think, brethren, I read unto you, whether you have it or not, I read unto you how the Lord was making a way for Israel to come back home. He said, I'll gather you, one of a city. That's what he said. And he said, I will bring you unto Zion. Where's that, preacher? Home! Thank God, home! Yes, you've played under evergreen tree. He told them in one place, he said, you've played the harlot on every high hill under evergreen tree. You've taught the Gentiles to walk. You've taught them to walk in an evil way. He told his people that. He knew they did. But he said, come. Did he not? Come. It's something to be forgiven, folks. Do you know that? It's something to be forgiven. But forgiveness will not come without repentance. It's always took it. It ain't gonna change. It ain't gonna change, Crafton. I don't care what they preach, it ain't gonna change. It still takes repentance. It takes a penitent heart. Brethren, and it takes a penitent heart if you ever make it back home. Gene said two or three times this morning. And he turned right around and he said, I'm not that away. Be you perfect? For I am perfect. Now, them words just ain't to fill up a page, Crafton. No. Be ye perfect, for I am perfect. Brethren, we are perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, you are. How are you going to come home? That prodigal son, my friend, had played the harlot. Can I say that? He had played the whore. Preacher, don't talk like that. Book's full of it. You know what I'm talking about. He took all he had, brethren, and he wasted it on riotous living. And that's exactly what it is. Riotous living. You hear me? There's some understanding when you're at home. Do you know that? They are. Brethren, he had spent all he had. Every friend he had left him. You know why they left him? He run out of money. Huh? Didn't have no more. Found himself over there. He is a Jew boy. And Jew boys didn't have no dealings with swine. They didn't raise swine. It's an unclean, they didn't eat it. Wasn't around it. It was an unclean animal. But brethren, he got so low, he joined himself to a citizen of that country. You hear me? You hear me? Well, you believe it or not, you'll go away from God. You'll join yourself a citizenship. Yes, sir. To the world. What I want you to see, there's a way home. Yes, sir. There's a way home. Can I tell you something? He didn't need anybody to tell him how to get home. He is in pitiful condition. Would have fain would have filled his belly full of the husk that he fed the swine. And it says, no man would give unto him. He's in bad shape. Do you know what happened to him? Best thing? What'd you say, Mike? Best thing ever happened to you? He wound up in jail. He don't mind me telling it. He tells it. Yes, sir. Sometimes that's the best place for us. Yeah, sometimes. I wouldn't wish it's this on my worst enemy, but I'm going to say this. Sometimes, my friend, you need to lose everything you've got. Oh, preacher, that's hard. It might be hard. Didn't he lose all he had? He didn't bring nothing back home with him. He probably didn't look too much like looking upon. Huh? He probably didn't smell too good either, just to be honest with you. Huh? But that father, while he was in that hog pen, that swine pen, he came to himself. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of folks come to themselves. You can come to yourself sitting right there in that pew. But you're going to have to go a little further than that.
Amen.
Yes, you are. How many times have you sat in that pew, my friend, said, I'm going to leave here. I'm going to do better. You get out there 2 or 3 days and you're doing the very same thing over again. Well, I done messed up. I might as well mess it up good. That's what a lot of them says. But I'm here to tell you there's a way back home. There is. There's a way back home. He come to himself and he said, well, how many hired servants does my father have? Huh? Back home? He said, they got more than I got. He said, I'm going home. I'm going home. Brethren, I'm going to tell my father I don't want to be a son. I just want to be a servant. But he didn't stay in the swine pen. No, he didn't, Crafton. Thank God. Brethren, he got out of that pew. Woo! And he went home! 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 He went back home, thank God. Bible says his father saw him afar off. Ho! Ho! Afar off. I would to God, my friend, you'd come home this morning. I do. Not just in the pew. Got your mind made up. Thank God you need to put some legs on it. Need to put some action in it. Need to come home. It's time. Can I say that? It's time. That son all the way home, I believe he done had it figured out. He's going to be in good shape when he got home. He's just going to be a willing servant. Yes, sir. Just an old willing servant. thank God, but he is happy to go home. Home. How? I would to God you could feel what I feel. Thank God somebody needs to come home. It's time. Preacher, if I know that the Lord would forgive me, well, you can forget that part. Push it plumb out of your mind. All you got to do is ask him. Yeah. With that broken heart. You don't think that son was broke? Huh? He had done broke down to a servant. And he is going to be happy. Yes, sir. Happy. Thank God just to get home. But his father had other things in mind. Did he not? I'm going to tell you something this morning, and I'm not speaking of just these four walls, but I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, there's a lot of folks need to come home. A lot of folks. They've wandered. You've wandered too long. You've wandered too far. But I'm here to tell you this morning, there's a way back home. He's made a way. He's made a way. You don't think, my friend, that that father loved that son? He got up there and he said, told his servant, he said, you go get that fatted calf. He said, y'all fix it. Yeah? He said, you bring a robe. He said, you bring a ring. You bring some shoes. For my son, which was lost, now is found. My son, which was dead, is now made alive. Brethren, he is glad he is home. Was he not? He gave him. Put the robe on him, put a ring on him, put the shoes on him. I ain't get into all that. Made a feast for him. Because he was lost. But now he's found. He was away from home, but now he's home. There ain't nothing like coming home. Do you know that? There ain't nothing. Not anything. When I'm off and I start back home, the closer I get home, the heavier that old foot gets. And I have to watch it. Because it'll be on up there. But I'm headed home. You hear me? I'm headed home. Listen. It ain't hard to get home. It ain't a way that you don't know how to get home. The truth of it is, are you going to come home? Do you know that? Are you going to come home? You say, preacher, this message was somebody else. Well, we're going to let it be for somebody else, but I'm going to preach it. A way back home. The children of Israel, as he said, I'm going to bring them to Zion. And he said, no more would you call the name of the place of the Lord Jerusalem. You're not going to seek him anymore. No more. Do away with it. Things was going to change. because he was going to bring them home. Now, it's up to you. You going to come home? There's not any of you sitting here that don't know how to get home. Not any of you sitting here this morning, you say, preacher, is that going to be it? I could preach to you for another hour about how to get home. But until you personally, in your heart and in your life, want to come home, you ain't coming. Do you know that? You ain't coming. You're just about like 99% of the other people that live in this world. They know to do good and they're not doing it. And the Bible says it's sin. I didn't say that. What I'd really like to leave with you this morning is a way back home. It's been made. It's been traveled. It's been trod. Did you know you don't have to get drunk to be out of God's will? You don't have to run around after other women to be out of God's will? No, you don't. You don't have to do a lot of things that so-called is sin. But you know what you have to do to be out of God's will? Disobey. Huh? Disobey. Disobedient children. And God that made them, created them, made them the apple of his eye. And they run like a bunch of wild Indians, did they not? So saying goes. They just run wild. They just run wild. They just went everywhere. What'd he call them? Treacherous Judah, backsliding Israel. Said treacherous Judah done more than worse than backsliding Israel. That's what he said. That's what he called them. But turned right around and he says, come home. Get a verse. Whoever's going to get one. That's the message. Best thing you'll ever do is come home. Best thing you'll ever do, start toward home. Best thing you'll ever do is repent and get right. Do you know that? When you get right, my friend, he can keep you right. Let's stand. Sing verse some song.